Hello and welcome to another episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Overby, and joining me today from the Automotive Intelligence Summit is Don Gottwald, the Chief Operating Officer of Car Auction Services. Don, great to have you here. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here, Joe. Thanks for having me.
And I should add that CAR has been a great partner for the Auto Intel Summit, not only as an AIS sponsor, but one of our Auto Intel Council members. And we've gotten some good insight from several of your top leaders, including Kane and Tom Contos and Sean Baer and others. Just really great partnership here. And so as we go through day two of the summit here, about, you know, halfway, what have been some of the discussions and presentations maybe that have stood out to you today and yesterday?
Well, one thing in general I would say, Joe, about the conference discussions, panels, or the keynotes is we are all over the board. Someone mm-hmm. said to me at lunch today that there's a lot of contrasting views, mm-hmm. and I think the one thing they all point to is change. And I think at the end of the day, we're seeing a lot of change in this space, and I think all of your speakers have been touching on that. At what pace and exactly when it all happens, I think no one really knows.
And to echo that, you know, it's for people in my job, you know, it's always good when we hear differing viewpoints, because it just adds to a broader story that we can tell and have a lot of different voices in there. But wanted to touch on something that came up yesterday. The big news at a Car Auction Services that you guys were joining the Mobility Open Blockchain Initiative, also known as Mobi, and the first remarketing company to do so. So for our listeners who maybe haven't heard of Mobi or don't really understand it, what's your understanding of its mission and where Car Auction Services might fit in?
Sure. Let me start with Chris Ballinger, who is serving as the founding chairman and CEO. I know Chris from our time in the automotive finance business when he was with Toyota and I was with General Motors. So trust Chris. He took this on. What he told me, Joe, is when Toyota started looking at blockchain and the potential for a blockchain, they realized quickly this is a network effect type technology, and that you really needed a single standard and a lot of industry participants to come together to define standards and the like. So hence Mobi, the consortium is formed. I understand something around 90%+ of the global automotive OEMs have already joined Mobi, a lot of the partners and suppliers to the automotive ecosystem, and that would include CAR. We're certainly have a vested interest in many of those companies would be customers and partners of ours, and seeing how this, I think they like to use the phrase trust-enhancing technology, will potentially impact the automotive space. Their first use case they're looking at is around vehicle history and identification, and that's obviously very, very important to us in the remarketing space.
And I know the, you know, when we talk about uses of blockchain management, you know, the cryptocurrency tends to get a lot of the headlines, but it seems like this technology has other implications, and you shared a few of those offline. What are some of the other, I guess, technologies and talks around this that we should be paying attention to?
Around blockchain, yeah. In particular. So really, wherever there's a need for greater trust, greater transparency, blockchain has potential. And there's other technologies that do as well. Those are market inefficiencies where mm-hmm. that some people take advantage of, some of the bad actors. And so blockchain technology has the potential to help improve transparency, de-risk transactions. The phrase immutable truth, source of truth, is used a lot. I think that still needs to be proven and vetted, and that's what a consortium like Mobi can help us do, build standards, build safeguards, make this a truly trusted technology to realize the potential.
And a lot of the moves, you know, around CAR lately have been around technology, and any sense of you know, internally, some of the maybe the top technological trends that you're paying attention to as the Chief Operating Officer?
Sure. I think, and as you mentioned, Joe, you've spoken with some of our leaders over recent time here. First and foremost, start with the word digital. Mm-hmm. Digital, fill in the blank after. Disruption, transformation, evolution. We are definitely not immune from being disrupted by digital technologies. We also have the potential to leverage them for our customers' benefit. So we've been very, very active in all things digital. So if you'll allow me to get the plug in and say TradeRev, where we're bringing digitizing the transaction in the remarketing space, but also we're digitizing business process, our back office, trying to make the customer experience better. So certainly digital, we can talk data, anything around AI, machine learning, we're doing some fascinating things there. And our customers increasingly are telling us they want us to lead the way. We're wholly focused. They have a lot of priorities, a lot of challenges within their organizations, just as any do. And the fact that we can be laser focused and test and learn, they're very excited to have us lead the way and help them understand which of these technologies are most relevant.
And I gather that a lot of this is about just making things more efficient.
Yeah, at the end of the day, car auction services and all our related businesses, first and foremost, we're a marketplace maker. And our role, the problems we're solving for customers, if you will, is improving transparency, de-risking transactions, creating efficient marketplaces. These technologies we're talking about, from blockchain to the trade revs, that's what they do. They make the overall transaction easier, more transparent, less risky, less friction, if you will, in the process.
Well, before I let you go here, Don, I understand that you are a proud alum of Duke University. And since we are right here in Raleigh on the heart of Tobacco Road, I want to talk a little bit of ACC hoops with you and get your sense. Did the Blue Devils take back the ACC basketball tourney title this year?
Well, I have to say yes, of course, Joe, right? There's no other way. I've actually did my grad work there. Definitely a Duke Hoops fan. And as long as we've got Coach K, we're in the hunt, I think. So.
Well, even as a lifelong Wolfpack fan and NC State alum, I have a deep respect for Coach K. I think he's done a lot of good stuff for this area. Even though you may not like facing him on the court twice a year, he's definitely a great leader. So, well, from one great leader to another, Don, thank you so much for being on the Auto Remarketing Podcast and for being a part of the Auto Intel Summit and all your company's support of it.
Likewise, Joe. Thanks for the time.
Well, for Nick Zulovich and our entire Auto Remarketing crew, I'm Joe Overby, and we'll catch you next time.